21st Century Maritime Silk Road China International Communication Forum is being held in southern China, co-hosted by China Media Group and the People's Government of Guangdong Province. This year's forum in Zhuhai is focusing on the achievements of the province in becoming a major gateway, linking China with the rest of the world. Under the theme of New Era, New Silk Road, New Image, the forum looks back at past achievements in the region and looks forward to the work being done in Guangdong to advance the development of the Belt and Road Initiative. There'll be discussions on the role of the province as part of the Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Greater Bay Area, and on opportunities to improve regional integration. With more on this, we're now joined on the line by our reporter, Guayan. Good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
So first, could you tell us, please, what's going on there at the forum and what are the highlights of the event?
Well, last night there was an opening ceremony, and senior officials from Guangdong province attended the ceremony and pledged to continue their efforts of furthering reform and opening up. Also, the Guangdong government released a report on the growth opportunities for enterprises through the Belt and Road Initiative, which was proposed by Chinese President Xi Jinping back in 2013. And the forum actually officially started this morning, 1 hour later. I'm heading to the conference hall to attend the meeting. And while growth is the key word of this year's meeting, some senior economists, business insiders will share their idea on major topics, including China's economic transition and business opportunities for the Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Greater Bay Area, and new drivers of global growth. Now back to you.
Well, you mentioned the report on Guangdong enterprises. Can you tell us something about the report?
Well, this report addressed the future growth opportunities for Guangdong and the expansion of regional cooperation by building a free trade zone network along the Belt and Road. And according to the report, China has been actively pushing for an agreement on the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, which is known as RCEP. Meanwhile, negotiations on free trade zones are being carried out among China, South Korea, and Japan. And also, according to the report, in the first half of 2018, the volume of imports and exports between China and countries along the Belt and Road has reached over $60 billion, an increase of 19% over the same period last year. And also, according to the report, Guangdong province has always been a strong in economic performance. It has ranked first in the country for the 29 consecutive years in terms of GDP growth, and it has made great achievements in economic development and opening up to the outside world. And this year actually marks the 40th anniversary of China's reform and opening up, and Guangdong has always been deemed as a pioneer in implementing this policy, and this place is now undergoing economic transition from the low-end manufacturing to high-value productivity, to high-value production. And Guangdong is now is eager to create new drivers of future growth. Now back to you.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's CRI reporter Guayan.